Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today we're going to talk about seven ways to brighten your day. And by that, we mean every day. You remember the old song made famous by Jimmy Durante and Louis Armstrong, written by a guy named Rufus Wainwright. But the song was, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you.
That's one thing you can sing, baby.
Dennis Waitley, the motivational speaker and author, once said, a smile is the light in your window that tells others there's a caring, sharing person inside. Here are seven ways to be smiled at while making others smile, which is also seven ways to brighten your day and everybody else's as well. Number one, good morning, Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:5-6. 1 Thessalonians 5:5-6, Classic Amplified Bible. For you're all the sons of light, sons of the day. We do not belong either to the night or to the darkness. Accordingly, then, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us keep wide awake, alert, watchful, cautious, and on our guard. Let us be sober, calm, collected, and circumspect. When you wake up, try saying, good morning, Lord, instead of, good Lord, it's morning.
That's from our famous and wonderful friend, Bob Harrington.
That's it.
He was great.
How you awaken in the morning will determine in large measure the kind of day you're going to have. Here are four powerful keys for you to practice. First, learn how to wake up in the morning. Romans 13:11, Classic Amplified Bible. Besides this, you know what a critical hour this is, how it is high time now for you to wake up out of your sleep, rouse to reality for salvation. Final deliverance is nearer to us now than we first believed, adhered to, trusted in, and relied on Christ the Messiah. If you use an alarm clock, set it so you're awakened by music playing on your favorite radio station or CD. Wake up with a song in your heart and expectation for the miracles the day will bring. Second, set an alarm to awaken the same time each day. Don't awaken the time you went to bed. Don't let the time you went to bed dictate the time you get up, at least not on a regular basis. Third, spend quality time with God first. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Wow.
That's good.
It is. Psalm 5:3, New International Version. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. And fourth, feed your mind, hallelujah, feed your mind as you get ready for a drive to work. Lay out what CDs or teachings you'll listen to on your smartphone. Never settle for what happens to be to be airing on your commute. It needs to be a conscious decision on your part.
That's right. Number two, daily confessions. Mark 11:22-24. Good word. Mark 11:22-24 will wake you up. God's Word translation says, Jesus said to them, have faith in God. I can guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt but believes what he says will happen. He can say to this mountain, be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and it will be done for him. That's why I tell you to have faith that you have already received, whether received whatever you pray for, and it will be yours. Confessions of God's Word contain yoke-destroying, bondage-breaking, mountain-moving, faith-building, world-changing, destiny-shaping power.
I love that.
If we just believe what God says is true.
Amen.
You can create your own confession based on what you need to manifest in your life. The confession we're about to share, well, it'll ignite your morning and make the hordes of hell really tremble. What can I say? Father, hallelujah, the confessions we make, I thank you that I was created in your image after your likeness. I praise you that I am a joint heir with Christ, that the same resurrection power, listen to this, that raised Jesus from the dead is flowing through me. I rejoice that I have the mind of Christ and that you will never leave me or forsake me.
Lord.
I praise you that this is going to be a great day as the irresistible charm of Jesus flows through me. Hallelujah and amen. And whether you know it or not, which probably a lot of you do, every bit of that is based on Scripture.
Yes.
So let us reemphasize, create your own confession.
Based on the Word of God?
Amen.
Number three, God smiles on us, so we should smile on others. If a smile can brighten a person's day, just think what a smile from God can do.
Hallelujah.
Job 29:24, New Living Translation. When they were discouraged, I smiled. And that encouraged them and lightened their spirits.
Mm.
See, wisdom does more than make you wiser, smarter, more understanding. It also makes you smile. Ecclesiastes 8:1, Contemporary English Version. Who's smart enough to explain everything? Wisdom makes you cheerful and gives you a smile.
Wow.
I like that verse. I may do a teaching on that. A smile can turn defeat into victory. Job 8:21, Contemporary English Version. And so who will make you happy and give you something to smile about?
Mm.
You want a little humor? I heard someone say years ago, if you have trouble smiling at people you don't know, can I say this? Just make sure your long handles are tickling you. Is that better to say that?
I guess it is. Right. Number four. Make somebody else's day. Hallelujah. You know, smiling at people that, well, sometimes, that you don't even know can make their day. First, you know, sometimes people will say to you, but they don't smile back. That's not your problem. That's theirs. Second, when you sow a smile, eventually you're going to receive a harvest of smiles.
It's true.
And third, recognize, it's just contagious. Recognize that there are people who are, well, they've never had anyone really smile at them or treat them with some and say things that are positive to them. So the point of it is you can be the first. Yes, but what if they frown? Well, you know, just say, hey, praise the Lord, it's going to be a great day. Don't let what other people and how they respond to you determine what your day is going to be like. Take the opportunity to help them turn their smile, their frown upside down and make it a smile.
That's it.
And that is the best way to, you know, when we're full of the joy of the Lord and contagious with the Holy Spirit, you know, the point of it is we can turn people's lives around. So let's smile, change the world, and don't let the world change your smile.
That's good. Number five, sow your smiles. Sow your smiles. Galatians 6:7, Classic Amplified Bible. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever man sows, that and that only is what he will reap.
Mm.
Whatever you sow, that and that only is what you'll reap. I've had people ask me over the years why I'm always so happy. It's simple. I sow happiness. I wave at people I don't know. I smile out and speak to every person I meet. When you sow smiles, you're going to reap smiles. It's just that simple.
Mm. And number six, look for the rainbow after every storm.
That's good.
When we face adversities, and we will, When we've overcome the storms of life, we need to smile and look for the rainbow. In Genesis 9, 12 through 13, Genesis 9, 12 and 13, Classic Amplified, it says, "And God said, this is the token of the covenant, a solemn pledge, which I am making between me and you and every creature, living creature, that is with you for all future generations." That means all of us. "I set my bow, rainbow, in this cloud, and it shall be a token or sign of a covenant or solemn pledge between me and the earth." So when you see a rainbow in the sky, understand that God did that just for you. Can't you imagine that that rainbow brought a smile to Noah and his whole family? On a number of occasions, you know, we've witnessed double rainbows, really, after a storm. And I particularly remember that when my husband came home from his last chemo treatment, we ran into a storm and a rainbow appeared.
Amen.
Amen. That was a sign from heaven.
Yes,
Ezekiel 128, Classic Amplified Bible. "Like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face and I heard the voice of one speaking." Talk about putting a smile on your face. Glory and hallelujah, hearing from God.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Oh, boy.
Song in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, accomplishing your daily goals. William Hazlitt, the foremost art critic of the 18th and 19th century, said, "A gentle word, a kind look, a good-natured smile can work wonders and accomplish miracles." Wow, so good. When we tackle the seemingly impossible, clearly defined goals and timelines make what seemed hopeless a reality. Nick Saban, the coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide football team, when you invest your time, you make a goal and a decision of something that you'd like to accomplish. Whether it makes good grades, whether it's made good grades in school, be a good athlete, be a good person, go down and do some community service and help somebody who's in need. Whatever it is you choose to do, you're investing your time in that. We strongly encourage that each day you write out how God blessed you during the past 24 hours. As you begin to make your list, you're going to feel an inevitable smile creeping across your face. And one last thought. Each time someone says your name, God smiles.
Think of that. So have a fabulous time at church and make a lot of people smile.
And make sure you watch Rich Stoltz TV tonight
at
6 p.m. And
it's a goodie.
It is a goodie. It made me shout. You can watch it at Facebook at Brother Harold. And check it out. It'll bless you.
Yes.
There'll be an outline of the teaching on our website when you click Sunday night, watch Brother Harold and Sister Bear. Anyhow, check it out. And until tonight at 6 p.m. and every morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.